question for an academic. So from an academic perspective, I would say, of course, the ideal solution would have to be to have an international treaty on business and human rights, but the efforts have been ongoing since the 1970s, and they have not yet delivered on their promise. So I don't know if we should still hope. I'm an optimist person, so I'm still hopeful that these efforts will result in such a treaty being adopted anytime soon. But I guess we have to be realistic and think of alternatives. So what are the alternatives? One alternative is to bet on in unilateral efforts from the outside that would pressure countries in the MENA region to uphold better standards in terms of business and human rights. And as time goes by, with the diversification of MENA economies and their increased integration in global value chains, this should expose local businesses to an increasing number of such extraterritorial legislations mandating, incentivizing companies to uphold human rights. But I guess that external pressures are not enough. Eventually, substantive progress hinges on Middle Eastern governments themselves, their willingness to pursue a business and human rights agenda. And my opinion is that if Middle Eastern MENA countries are reluctant towards business and human rights, then it's essential to understand why, and to do so without assuming that all forms of critiques against human rights are doomed to be illegitimate. The truth is that it's not always the case that just going for more human rights is the solution. There are some cases where more human rights may be part of a problem. Give more property rights to investors, then you will be ending up chilling government's efforts to tackle the climate crisis. Give more freedom of expression, and then you may end up with an even more violent society. And besides, there are other languages, other legal techniques than human rights to achieve the results of human rights. I mean, you can achieve high education enrollment rates without asserting your rights to education. You can achieve full employment without a right to work. So there are other languages in which the same objectives can be framed. And so I guess that human rights advocates, if you want to be audible in the face of governments that may be reluctant to pursue a business and human rights agenda framed in such terms, human rights advocates, maybe now more than ever, would need to engage with such critiques and show pragmatism and persuasiveness in their responses.
Thank you very much, Professor, for the very